Okay, five short Parsha Shmini post Pesach. Isuchag ideas, Tasha Pegimel, Len Shwele Nishmas, Esutihila, Bas, Rav Gavriel Pinchas, also my Zeda's yard site next week, my Sabbath's yard site, Ruben Rav Chaim. The first idea comes to us from the Kotzker Rebbe. I hope everyone had a beautiful, beautiful Yom Tov. The Kotzker says in our Parsha Perites, Pasuk Vav, Ayom Moshe Zeadavar, Shetziva Hashem Taasu, Yirei Alechem Kvod Hashem. Moshe said, this is the thing that Hashem has commanded you to do. And the glory of Hashem will appear to you. It says the Kotzker, very sharp Kotzker. So, you know, a lot of people, they want to come up to great madrigas, they want to feel like they're on Nilas Achag all year round. Amar Lehem Moshe gives us, you want to know how to get there? Simple. Also, if a rakah samutu alechem, the havias eats from the vavchem, ki oz yememeda vayora alechem kibor Hashem. Ha madrigos tiviena me'atzman. Look at the pasuk. Do what you're told, then everything will come. Do what you're told. Then you're going to feel Kaddish Baruch Hu. Don't feel like you have to do. There's a prescription. You wake up in the morning, say Moedani, Tilasidim, Asher Yatzah. There's a way. Follow what you're told, and everything will come. Your Madrigas will come. You don't have to be an Ilas Chag to be an Ilas Chag. To be an Ilas Chag, you have to have a Chana. In Kedusha Bli Hachana. And this is what Rav Yossi Gizak and Sinsky said. The whole avoda of Seder night, he's giving such beautiful chizuk. Sometimes Seder night can be very overwhelming. He said, trust in the mitzvahs, trust in the process, trust in the dal kosos, trust in the matzah, trust in the korach and the mara, trust in the haggadah. Just trust in the process of being tamimus in everything that you do, and then the kedusha will follow. This is exactly what the Kotzker says. Yom Moshe Zadogar Shetziva Hashem Tasu, but do what you're told. Then you'll feel Kaddish Baruch Hu. And I think this is so important. Especially now in Sfira, day in, day out, to be tamimus. Tamimus means to be simple and to be beautiful and to be complete and wholesome. That's what I'm looking for, wholesome and sincere. You be sincere in everything you do, the Yetzirah will be driven away, and then you'll be feel Kaddish Baruch Hu in your lives. You feel Pesach all year round. Beautiful, Yom Mekotzke, Rav Yossi Zagatinsky, Shlita of KMH of Lawrence. Idea number two. Idea number two, next pasuk. Vayir Moshe Aaron, Karav El HaMizbeach. Come closer to the Mizbeach. What happened? Rashi famously says, we know Chazal tell us. Then Aaron saw the eagle. Shehi Aaron Bosh. Aaron was very afraid. V'yarel Agash was afraid to approach. Amar Moshe, Lamata Bosh. Why are you embarrassed? Akach Nivcharta. This is what you were selected for. This is what you were selected for to do. He saw the eagle. The eagle reminded him of the eagle Azav. He said, he backed up. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no. This is why you were chosen. Says the Panim Yafos, a beautiful idea. The Panim Yafos. Rav Pinchas Alevi Horowitz, the brother of Rabbi Rav Shmelka, he says, what does this mean? The deeper idea for us, Kach Nivcharta. He says, you got to go back to Parcha Shemos. Ah, Pesach Dik. What happened when Miriam and Yocheved didn't listen to Paro's decree? I hear you, Kiyarlu, Hamayaldus, Alukiba Yaslahem Batim. We just had this in the Daf Yomi. They didn't listen. Kaddish Baruch Hu gave him houses. Excuse me, Rashi says, two things. Bati Kuhuna, or Bati Melech. But here we say with the Bati Kuhuna. Mefarshim Rashi, Bati Kuhuna, Harei Lomdim Anamizeh, She Kuhuna, Nitna Kischar Ba'ad Yerushalayim. The Miyaldas had Yerushalayim, A Yehi Ki Yiru HaMiyaldas Alokim. They feared Hashem. They are blessed to have Kuhuna. Says the Pinchas of the Parim Yafos, we see from here that bringing Kuhuna, being a Kohen, Nitna Kischar Ba'ad Yerushalayim, is in schar of having Yerushalayim. Zeh she'amar kama Moshe Rabbeinu l'Aaron HaKohen. Lekach, dafka shehinech yirah l'geshes, because you have fear to come close, the yishbucha Yerushalayim, you have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nevcharta l'shamash b'kuhuna gedoyla. Lekach nevcharta. He says you have to go all the way back to Parsha Shemos. Just like, you want to know why you were chosen? You were chosen for Yerushalayim. And now that you have this busha, you have this Yerushalayim, there's a little embarrassment, that exactly makes you the kuhuna. Exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Miriam and Yocheved with, Bami and Safta with. Oh, to be a Kohen means to be have Yerushalayim. I think we could say that we come out of the Moadim, Rav Hirsch says, Ol Moed and Moadim come from the same Lashon. The Ol Moed was a place where Kaddish Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, the meeting place. Moadim is the meeting place where we meet to meet Hashem. And you take the Yerushalayim, you take it with us. That's what we're supposed to stay with there. Like Yevichil Michal Zlatchev says, Miyala Bahar Hashem, Umiyoku Mikom Kocho. Who could go up the mountain, and who could stay there? It's very easy to go up the mountain. Miyal Bar Hashem is Avas Hashem. Umi Yaakov Ben Kam Kodesh. Who's able to stay there? It's through Yerushalayim. Through Yerush Hashem. I love that idea. Take it with you. Take the Ola Av of Pesach through your Shemaim, through your tefillin tomorrow morning. Your excitement, like Kedusha Levi, you're so excited the next day, the first day after Ola Yom Tov, to be able to put his tefillin on for his lula, for his matzah. Ah, that's your Shemaim. Beautiful idea from the Paran Yafos, from our first Kedusha Levi, idea number three. The number three comes to us from Emir Emes. I didn't see this inside, but I saw it quoted. Vayisa Aaron Seyodot Al-Am Vayivarchim. Aaron lifts up his hands, and he blesses Klal Yisrael. Rashi says, Birkas Kohanim, Yivarechecha, Yair, and Nisla. It says, the Emir Emes, a little deeper idea. He says, we know when it comes to Parshas Naso, it says, Kosev Aruch Hu, Bnei Yisrael. But it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, a Tzivui, that he was commanded. Why not? Why was there no tzivui? Says the Emir Emes, just like the kohon, in the last idea from the Paran Yafos, they were zochah to be kohuna because they are Shemaim. They were zochah to be kohuna because they're chesed. Lifi shetivam shal kohanim shemidasam yimidas hachesed. He bekach that the nature, the natural essence of a kohen is to be kind and caring and sensitive. He wants to. He wants himself inherently. Wants to bless Klal Yisrael. Just says ko. This is how you should do it. But it doesn't say give a command, because at the end of the day, every kohen, their essence is good. Their essence is kind and caring and committed to each other. That's what you could say about everyone. So I was watching Rav Leo D from Efrat, speaking at his wife's funeral, I think. He was saying that Klal Yisrael, they've come together, managed to be one family. When you have those Siamese twins, one pain for one side of Klal Yisrael, the other side of pain Klal Yisrael feels, and then when there's joy to be together, to be each one of us to be a Mamlechas Kohanim and Goy Kodesh. We don't need a command to be kind. Each one of us is kind down deep, behind all the layers and all the schmutz. We got down deep a Yid, a Jew. Everyone is kind. Rabbi Shunam, Rachmanim, Glimli, Chasarim. Like the Gemara says, everyone is a kind in their own way, to be kind and caring. That's what the Emir Emes says. We don't need a commandment to do Birchas Kohanim, because every kohen is inherently kind. And every Jew is inherently kind. And every Jew is committed to each other. Especially as you're swinging to the Gemara in Yevamos. It's an important time to work on this Achdus and the Midos. Adin number four. I think we said it before, we got to say it again. Damar Moshe Aram, El Alzar, Bal Yisamar, Benav, Hano Sarim. Kichuas, Amincha, Hano Seres. Good. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe tells Aram, take your leftover children, right? Really, Aram HaKohen, all of his children are supposed to die, Rashi says, Melayim et Sha'af Aleim Niskan Amisa. Ha'ov and Ha'igo. But at the end of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had mercy. Says the Avnei Nezer, what is the El Alzar, Bal Yisamar, Benav, Hano Sarim? This Chazal taught us, Mishim, L'sher Atzmo, Barav HaNosterim, the leftovers, Mishim, Mesim Atzmo Ki Shirayim, someone who humbles themselves, like Shirayim. Kolomar, Ena Kodesh Baruch Hu, Miskayim, El La'ela Shirayim, Atzmo Ki Miyusarim. Kodesh Baruch Hu looks to dwell on the humble, like we just had in the Gemara and Sota. Kodesh Baruch Hu can't live with the arrogant. He only wants to live after the ones who are humble. You know, Elos V'Tamar, Hayugam, Heim, Shifle, Ruach, V'Ro, Atzmo Ki Nosarim. They were able to stay and they survived because of their great humility. Because of their greatness in their humility. Banav hanosarim. What's the word nosarim doing there? To tell you about their humility. Kishirayim. They made themselves like nosar, to be extra. They didn't need to be in the front. That's matzah. Matzah is all about the mida of anava. But that's also, that's all a sphere of salim. Moshe kibbut Torah misinai. Moshe got the Torah from Sinai. No, he didn't get the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Kiddush HaSavi. No, he understood the midah of Anava. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to all the mountains, we just had this again in Sota. And HaShem said, me, I'm the smallest one. Hashem says, dafka you. When you're humble, and you're submitted, and you surrender, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to put my Shechina on you. It's the same thing over here, the Avnei Nezer, Kiddush HaSlevi, the midah of Anava, the midah of Pesach, the midah of Matzah. When we submit ourselves and surrender, like the Baal Tanya says, Esa Eina Mel Me'ani V'Azri, Azimi Mashem HaSo Shemayim V'Aretz. When I'm me'ayin, and I'm me'ayin, I'm mevata myself, Rabbi Eitan Kat said, I'm mevata myself, then Yovo Ezri, then Yeshua, then the help will come. But first it's got to be me'ayin. Not from where. No, me'ayin, and you make yourself me'ayin like nothing, and you surrender to me, you start to the Baruch Shalom, then Yovo Ezri, then the Yeshua is going to come. The beautiful idea of Nav Hezer, Kiddush HaSlevi, and from the Baal Tanya, idea number five. Finally, idea number five, we say this again, But I'm a little short-handed here with Swarm here in Orlando, Bach Hashem, so we're going to say it again from the Chiddush Arim. Yud Aleph, Yud Tes. Esa Chasida. Torah is talking about all the different types of things you can eat. Esa Chasida, the Chasida bird, the Zudaya Levina, the white dyer. Why is it Afka called the Chasida bird? The Gemara in Chula and Afsalak Yim Laman Aleph. Why? Says the Gemara. Why is it called Chasida? Sheoisa Chasas Chasidos Im Chavroseha B'Mizoynos. It does kindness with its friends with food. Says Chedush Arim. Why is it Tame? It does Chesed. What's wrong with that? Says Chedush Arim. Yeah, it does Chesed Im Chavroseha, but it doesn't do Chesed with everyone. Being kind and being caring and being a Yid and being Jew, it doesn't matter if you're Reform, Conservative, Ultra-Orthodox, Haredi, Hasidish, Ashkenaz, Sephardi, doesn't matter, said the Chiddush Arim. To be a Chassid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that you're committed to each other. But if you're only doing Chesed, if you're only caring about the people, Chavroseha, your friends, your Chevra, your community, Tomei, said the Chiddush Arim. Because to be a Yid is to be kind and caring to each other. And look at Rabbi Yonah that on Perkei Avos. Main Darachet Sein Torah. If you don't have Darachet Sein Torah, because to have Torah, to have Shavuos, you have to have. It's got to be a klita mekabelit. To have Shavuos, to go from Pesach to Shavuos, the Raman calls these days Chol HaMoed. What are we working on? We're working on our midos. We're working on our Daracheretz. To get to Lag BaOmer, we have to work on our interpersonal relationships. We have to work on that on our kindness and our patience and our flexibility, The ability to let things slide, to not have everything has to go my way, or my way or the highway. No, says the Chiddush Arim. That's Tameh. To be Tahar means to be kind and caring with anything and everything that comes your way. I love this book that I got. It's all the same to me from Rav Moshe Gersht, I think his name is. Rabbi Goldberg quoted at the Shabbos Shuvah, not Shabbos God, the Shabbos Shuvah a few months ago. He quoted this book called It's All the Same to Me. It's really unbelievable. It changes your whole life when everything happens to you. To live with this shtavus, this equanimity, this sameness, it's very, very special. But to be able to live the equanimity with anything and everything that happens in your life, to be kind and caring with everything that happens, it's an incredible book. I highly recommend it. To be chesed, to be kind, to be with everyone and anyone and everything. Beautiful Chiddush Arim, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Moshe Gersh. It's all the same to me. You can look it up on Amazon. This review is 5 ideas. We all start off from the Kutzker. The Kutzker says, how do you have Kavod Hashem? How do you feel the Ribbono Shel in your life? It's very simple. How are you going to come to the Madrigas? Follow, do what you're told. That's what Rav Yossi said. Rav Yossi said, you know when Hagar get ready for the Seder? Let the mitzvahs come to you. Do the mitzvahs properly. Have the kazayas, have the dalakosas, have the agada. And the or the tamimis will come. The Panim Yalfa said in the next pasuk, it says, Karav al mazveach, and Aaron HaKoyen, Shaya Aaron Boish, Amal Lamoshin Lamata Boish, and Kach Kaparta, why are you embarrassed? This is why you were chosen. So it says, the Panim Yalfa, you got to look back at why were they zochet to be have the kubayas lahem batim? Because they had Yerushalayim. When Hashem Baruch Hu saw the Miyadas weren't scared of Paro, but they were scared of the Ribbono Shel. They didn't kill the Jewish boys. You're zochet to batei kahuna. He says because you're embarrassed. This is exactly who you are. Your essence is to have Yerushalayim. You're a kohen because you the kachin of charta, because of your humility, because of your embarrassment. And Rav Hirsch said, when you go through all Moed, Moadim, all Moed, when you meet Moshe, Medech HaRosh Baruch Hu, Moadim is the place where we meet. We become changed people, become different people. When you come out of every single yontif, become different. The third idea of the Emrei Emes, Vayisa Aras, Vayodav, Al Amarchev, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, right, that you have to be command a Kohen to give. Just as Kosev Aruch Hu, says the Emrei Emes, because exactly, the Kohen, their essence is Yerushalayim, but their essence is to be kind and caring. It's kind of to be committed to each other, like Rav Leo D said from Mifrat, and Hashem should bless them, the entire community in Klaus, or the Nechama Mamish, and she's so zochet to see his Rebbetzin and his two holy daughters, Sunni Nishalayim. And he said from Rav Akiva Tat, the Siamese twins, that at the end of the day, if you have saved one, each one of them to feel like we're all connected. Shlonogu Kovod Zebazed Gaman Yavamas, that's why Rav Akiva students died. You don't have to tell Kohen how to act, because their essence is kind and caring. The fourth idea, the Adonizer, Ela Azur Rabbi Samar, Banav and Osorim. Banav and Osorim, what does it mean to be Noisar? It means to be to feel like Shiraim. You feel like you feel humbled, submitted, and surrendered to the Ribbono Shel. That's Matzah. It's whole Indian Matzah. It's simple. Moshe Kibitah from Sinai. Moshe got the Torah from Sinai. No, he didn't. He got the Torah from Hashem. No, he understood the Midah of Anova from Sinai, says the Kiddush HaSlevi. To make sure to stay about Anova. And finally, the final idea, what does it mean to be the Chasidah bird? Why is the Chasidah bird Tameh? She does Chasid with his friends. chesed with his friends, but not only with, but only with his friends. Only kind with the people there that are like each other, but not with the Ashkenazim, not with the Sephardim, not with the Reformer, Conservative, not people who are exactly like me. Now Chedishonim says, that's Tameh. Tahar means that you're one family, you're one unit. Men Darcher Tzayin Torah, like Rabbeinu says, you want to have a Shavuos, you have to make yourself a receptacle, you have to have kli, to be kind and caring. Look at the Rav Moshe Gersht, it's all the same to me. To realize that we're all committed, we're all one family, everything that happens to you, we're all one family. Shvi Zocha Be'ez Hashem, to take these ideas coming out of Yom Tov now, going into Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos, to take these ideas, to trust in the process, trust in the Tamimus of Sirius Omer, to understand that the Kuhuna, Eat Mamachas Kohan Goy Kodesh, we're all Yerushim, we have Yerushimayim within us, we're kind people down deep within us, to make sure that we surrender to ourselves, to be Baal Yonovo, to make sure we do kindness and care, and Achdus to every single Jew, non-Jew, doesn't matter, Be'ez Hashem. We're going Zimmer, Tzivik Tzivik Tovah, and going Shabbos.